This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This time, this is Roger Stone, and he's got his big guest coming up. Don't ask Roger, my good friend. I never have time to talk to him anymore. He doesn't ever talk to me anymore. We're so busy. Because the battle is just, it's on now. We got our beachhead, but it is on. All the photos just went up on Infowars.com by Paul Watson and Don Salazar of the Democrats with the very same Russian ambassador. Their lies. We knew Trump made a mistake getting rid of Flynn. Blood in the water. I'm not bashing the president, but wow. The traitorous activity is absolutely insane. And then Trump is just delivering so hard on his promises. But I believe he needs to take the gloves off. The new report out from Fox News confirming that $3 billion was transferred illegally by the Justice Department from fines they got from banks and given to social justice warrior groups. Huckabee says they got to arrest people. They want to make Sessions look embattled so he doesn't have the authority to go after him. That's why I kept saying they're going to cook up Sessions scandals. Weeks ago with you on air, I said he must strike now. And I don't know what the hell's going on. I know Trump's delivering on the economy, which they want to stall almost $3 trillion in the stock market. So Trump's great on those fronts. But look, when you're being attacked by globalist enemies, he's got to take the gloves off. Roger Stone, what do you think?
Alex, I'm in total agreement. First of all, I got to urge you to stop mincing words and tell us how you really think.
Yes, sir, I will.
You're on fire today, really on fire. And I congratulate you, and I couldn't agree more. People need to buy these T-shirts and wear them on the streets, distribute them to your friends and your allies, because it is the single best way to break through the mainstream media blackout of the facts regarding Russia, the facts regarding the recent election, the facts regarding the corruption in the Obama administration. This is guerrilla politics. It's over the top, and it works.
The new news, the Washington Post goes, oh, 20th Century Fox and a bunch of others have all these hundreds of fake websites attacking us by name, Trump, you, I, putting fake words in our mouths, total defamation, but it's okay because it's for movie production. No, it's not. It's totally fake. Well, they accuse us of this. I mean, this is just insane. They have gone to levels of criminality never before seen.
Well, this morning, Congressman Eric Swalwell of California called for a special prosecutor to look into Roger Stone's extensive Russian business connections. I have a better idea, Congressman. Why don't you waive your congressional immunity so that I can sue you and prove in a court of law that I have no Russian business contacts and that you are a stone-cold congressional immunity to make half-baked...
And let's expand. Just last week, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee said they gave him all the evidence. There's not even frickin' phone calls. It's completely made up.
Yeah, they have nothing. Look, the New York Times has reported on January 20th and more recently that the intelligence services have emails, financial records of transactions, and telephone intercepts that prove that top Trump aides, including yours truly, were in touch with the Russians. This is really simple. Put up or shut up.
And you keep saying, I want to have the committee hearing, which they said they'd have, then they poisoned you. Well, I got to go because you got to go to have your guests come up. But what about Trump said weeks ago Obama's behind these leaks. Obama came out in the New York Times and said he was. That's illegal. And he's not president. He doesn't have immunity anymore. I mean, he is a piece of arrogant craziness.
Well, and we know that the second and third levels at the Central Intelligence Agency are leaking like a sieve, leaking about surveillance of General Flynn, a felony, leaking that I myself have had a FISA court warrant, a secret warrant to monitor my communications for the last year. Think about that. Every email, every text message, every phone call listened to by the
government. Your phone calls with Donald Trump.
My phone calls with Alex Jones. It's an outrageous violation of my civil liberties. And while they may now have my grocery lists, They don't have any contact with the Russians. This is a witch hunt.
The Intelligence Committee admits it, so they just put out more BS in the fake news New York Times. Roger Stone coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Thank you very much. I'm Roger Stone, helping out my good friend Alex Jones here on InfoWars. I am outraged by the chain of illegal activities and leaks by the Obama administration, specifically our intelligence community. Leaking that General Flynn was under surveillance is a felony punishable by 10 years in jail. Leaking that Roger Stone and Paul Manafort had secretizing the surveillance of our emails, our phone calls, our text messages, that leak is a felony punishable by 10 years in the brig. So it is time for the Trump Justice Department and those honest folks that are still left at the FBI to begin enforcing the law. My advice to the president, very clear. Can the entire second level at the Central Intelligence Agency, but not before you authorize the FBI to review their emails, their text messages. Let us find and prosecute the leakers. And in fact, if Barack Obama has given multi-millions of dollars in violation to the law to left-wing advocacy groups, he too should be prosecuted. Now, joining me here on InfoWars is one of my favorite people, Len Kolodny. Len is the author of Silent Coup, which is the definitive book on what really happened in Watergate. Len is also, I think, one of the foremost experts on the journalist Bob Woodward. Now, I read recently, Len, that Bob Woodward is now going to write the definitive insider account on Donald Trump, and that the Trump White House is giving Bob Woodward access. Not a very good idea based on what I know, but let's see what you think, Len.
Bad idea. And starting about 3 weeks ago, we started to see a narrative build in the media. They were using Watergate as the model for Trump. And this was very, very dangerous. It went from CNN plucking Bernstein, Carl Bernstein, Woodward's cohort out, and putting him on. And there were many, many allusions to things in Watergate, which included leaks, by the way, Roger, as you well know. And last night it was drips, drips, drips. And Hillary Rosen, this is Clinton's person, brought up that hero that they're waiting for named John Dean. So we're beginning to see the makings of a narrative that's very dangerous, because we can't keep forcing presidents out of office. You just can't do it. We have protections in the Constitution that if you've got something against President Trump, file the charges with the House Judiciary Committee. Let's have a hearing, a vote, and a trial in the Senate. That's the way you do it, but that's not what's building out there. And that's why we see Woodward on CNN and on Fox. And it would be sad if President Trump gave him any access. I did a talk in New Orleans where you and I met, and I produced the big lie that you have on page 520 of Nixon's Secrets. I asked Woodward what he did in the Navy. Did he brief Alexander Haig? Did he brief anyone? And you can hear in this talk and on my website, you can hear Woodward say, no, never briefed anyone. I defy you to find anyone. And I did. I found the Secretary of Defense, Melvin Laird, who confirmed that Woodward was briefing Al Haig in 1969 and 70. And then Admiral Thomas Moore, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who was Woodward's boss, also confirmed it. So if you have someone lying about who they are, they're fake. He's a fake reporter producing fake news. In fact, he produced a fake history. I think generations who weren't around for Watergate, you got to push back. Silent Coup is a roadmap. Get Silent Coup, read it, and look for the signals and push back. Don't let them do it again. This is a very, very dangerous game they're playing, and I think it's very important. I saw on MSNBC a fellow named Larry O'Donnell or whatever had a whole show with E.J. Dionne trying to figure out how they could remove Trump with the 25th Amendment. This is serious business, and you're spreading serious words. So learn about Watergate. Look for the symptoms. And push back, because if Donald Trump is forced from office any other way but constitutionally, this country is headed toward a civil war. It isn't necessary, and the media should know better.
Well, Len, I must tell you, I'm very impressed with Larry O'Donnell, because I don't know how anybody conducts an entire television show while they're that drunk, in all honesty. He is among the most dishonest journalists you can see on television. You also kind of set me up to announce my next book, which will be available in May. It's called The Lies of Bob Woodward. And you'll be able to get it at Amazon. It is it's a shorter book, but I think more and more people, building on the incredible research that you have done, building on the oral histories that are now at Texas A&M, in which both John Dean and Bob Woodward lie repeatedly, And this is important historical information that people need to know. Now, you have raised the question of John Wesley Dean. All one would need to do is to look at his sworn testimony to the Watergate special prosecutors in depositions, in his sworn testimony before the Senate Watergate Committee, to find multiple discrepancies and lies, better known as perjury. Mr. Dean is the man who planned, pushed, and then covered up the Watergate break-in and lied repeatedly to President Nixon about exactly what had transpired. In his most recent book, as you know, which he claims is the definitive book on Watergate, in which he reproduces many of the transcripts of taped conversations in the Oval Office, he seems, for some odd reason, to exclude his conversations with the president on March 16th, 17th, and 22nd. The reason for that, I believe, of course, is that it will show him coaching his client on how to perjure himself and misleading the president about the facts of Watergate. So letting a quisling, letting a rat this close to the Trump White House is indeed incredibly dangerous. I would suggest to the president that it is not wise to allow him any kind of access, because the book he writes, as the book he wrote about former CIA director Bill Casey, will be rife with falsehoods, lies, and fake news. What is your assessment here, Len, on John Dean? Because it appears to me that he is moving far left as a protection against any reexamination of his true role in Watergate. And by the way, Mr. Dean, if you're listening, please sue me, because you like to sue people who can't fight back. But I will fight back, and I will prove in any court of law you want to choose that you, sir, are a liar, and that you, sir, are the perp in Watergate. Len?
Well, they brought the specter of John Dean. As you know, John Dean is more Democrat today than he is anything else, maybe even further left than that. But John Dean has been reduced in history because he was used by Alexander Haig, and he was used by Bob Woodward and Fred Buzhardt as they moved to force Dixon out. But he was the rat that testified and perjured himself. So he's important, but he's not as important as Alexander Haig. He's not, who became, by the way, president for 15 months. There's a great book called Nixon's Gamble that will take you in, and you'll see in great depth exactly the role that Nixon made a bad call. This is a situational conspiracy. When I say that, it isn't a true conspiracy, because Nixon appoints General Haig to be his chief of staff. He didn't know that General Haig was going to drive him from office. But General Haig, working with Bob Woodward, and for example, Bob Woodward went to the Senate Watergate Committee twice. Once he's in May of 73, and he said, call Alex Butterfield. And he went a second time in July and said, call Alex Butterfield. That's how the taping system got released. His fingerprints are all over this Watergate, the real Watergate story. In November of that year, he published a story that said the Deep Throat said they're deliberate erasures on the tape. And then shortly thereafter, there was an 18-and-a-half-minute gap, which I believe was put there by Alexander Haig and Fred Buzhardt. So Silent Coup is the other version, but it's the real version. And younger people, younger than me at 79, but certainly who missed the thrill of Watergate, get a copy of Silent Coup. Read it as though it were a playbook for what the media is going to do right now. Who is going to be the next John Dean? Who is going to be the next Bob Woodward? And that's what we're going to find in this. And this is to bybordergate.com site, and you can hear it all for yourself.
Well, there's another lesson here, it seems to me, Len, and that is a lesson that's important for President Trump. One of Nixon's greatest mistakes was hiring the Alexander Butterfields of this world, hiring a group of young men, largely, who were not loyal to him or his vision. Thanks for joining us, Len Kolodny.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online, with no upcharging, direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone, back at InfoWars, and proud to be with you today. Alex Jones made an important point earlier today, and I want to reiterate it. Freedom is not free, and InfoWars is the cutting edge, is the tip of the spear in the fight for truth and real news. which is why I ask you right now to go to the Infowars.com store to support the important work that's being done here. You know, I attribute the fact that I'm still on this planet to my use of Living Defense, one of the very best products, which takes the toxic organisms in your body and is essentially a cleanser. This helps with digestive issues, weakness, weight problems, an entire plethora of health problems. Now, interestingly, today, you can get 50% off the retail price if you sign up for the InfoWars newsletter. That's right, Living Defense, one of the very best proven products in the InfoWars lexicon, available if you sign up at 50% off the InfoWars newsletter. So you can go now to InfoWars.com/newsletter, sign up for this vital source of information, at the same time getting 50% off on one of the very best products available at InfoWars, Living Defense. You can read the reviews for yourself. There's hundreds of them. This is a product that works, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. This has been an exciting week in the Stone Zone because Netflix.com yesterday announced they're going to premiere their documentary, Get Me Roger Stone, at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City on April 23rd. Now, this documentary comes out of Hollywood. We don't expect it to be a love letter, but I have spent many, many hours being interviewed in preparation for this document over the last 5 years. And I think it will be illuminating in terms of how exactly Donald Trump got elected and the integral role that InfoWars played in that revolution. Because you see, it was the InfoWars, the Breitbart News, the Daily Callers, and so many others who are doing first-rate investigative journalism today and embarrassing the CBSs, the ABCs, the NBCs, and, dare I say it, the greatest single progenitor of fake news in the country today, CNN. So look forward to that. You'll ultimately be able to see it online through Netflix. It's called Get Me, Roger Stone. I also want to remind you that the book, The Making of the President 2016, is available on the Infowars.com store. And you can, once again, support the important work being done by Alex Jones and so many others here at InfoWars by buying this blockbuster book through InfoWars. I have now signed roughly 4,700 copies. My pledge is good. You will get a signed copy of this book, of which I am very proud, by going to the InfoWars store and ordering it now. If you want to know the truth about whether or not there was Russian infiltration into this election, it's all there, folks. It's all in the book. And there is no more. In other words, the false narrative that we see coming out of the CIA, leaking out of the 17 intelligence entities, claiming Russia involvement, it is all debunked. It is all disproven. And it is all exposed in this terrific book. Of the 5 books that I have written, this is the one which I am most proud, and I am very grateful to my friend Alex Jones and my many friends at InfoWars for making this available to you at a special price and with a guaranteed signature from yours truly. Thanks for those who have already ordered it, and thanks to those who will do so today. This is a great read. We are number 17 on the Publishers Weekly bestsellers list. We, interestingly enough, I think are within shouting distance of the New York Times bestseller list. So I urge you to grab your copy today. And again, if you buy it at InfoWars rather than, say, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you are guaranteed a signature from the author with my and the Stone family. Thanks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extracts, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extracts.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Thank you so much for returning with us here at InfoWars. It's an exciting, exciting time to be alive. Alex Jones made reference earlier in the show to the importance of the various T-shirts being produced at the InfoWars.com store. And you may look at this and say, well, it's just a T-shirt. It's far more than that. Whether it is the Trump Pence 2020 T-shirt, the Hillary Clinton for prison 2017 T-shirt, or the Trump is my president T-shirt, wearing these, distributing to your friends and families and urging them to wear them helps break through the mainstream media blackout regarding the truth when it comes to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, this administration. So go to the site, find the T-shirt that tickles your fancy, order it, and wear it proudly. You can also save money and get guaranteed delivery now on sold-out products through AutoShip at InfoWars.com. This is the real secret to supporting InfoWars while also saving a lot of money on super high quality merchandise like Caveman, the true paleo formula, which I'm anxious to try. When you select auto ship, before you check out at Infowars.com, you get 10% off your orders and guaranteed delivery on out of stock products that are on your auto ship list. So please, folks, support the fight for freedom. Support the fight for real news by going to the Infowars.com store. Now, joining me is one of my favorite people, Josh Kaplan of Vessel News. Josh is on the cutting edge of real news. And Josh, I'm delighted to have you with us today on Infowars. You had some great perspectives on what's going on regarding Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the witch hunt over Russia. Josh, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, Roger, thank you for having me. And before we get started, I'd like to congratulate you on your phenomenal book and your upcoming documentary premiere.
Well, thank you very much. So what's your assessment? All of Washington today seems to be a Twitter about Jeff Sessions and this move to recuse himself from anything Russian. I don't buy the current narrative that the Democrats and the media are seeking the removal of the Attorney General because of some what I appears to be innocent contact with the Russian ambassador. What's behind the scenes here? What's really going on?
Well, the Russian issue is one of the great wedges, I think, of the Trump era, at least the early segment of his presidency. We see that Jeff Sessions is one of five, as I call, the horsemen of the anti-globalist coalition. We have Sessions, Bannon, Miller, Trump, and formerly Flynn. And what we're seeing here now is the Democrats attempting to oust yet another member of this Confederate to move forward what I believe is the Democrats' cornerstone platform, which is open borders. Jeff Sessions has been on the front lines against illegal immigration and also immigration associated with H-1B visas. He's fought against Mark Zuckerberg's lobbying group Forward.us, and he's also fought Soros, who's attempted to decimate our southern borders. To me, in my purview, this is the root cause of the new political witch hunt against Jeff Sessions.
You know, it's interesting if we just had to contend with liberal Democrats and other globalists, but my fear here is there's a lot of rhinos in the mix. There are a lot of establishment Republicans who never supported Donald Trump, who are unhappy with his presidency, who are nonetheless trying to infiltrate the administration. You're upset about leaks in the White House? This is really simple. Don't hire people who aren't loyal to you, and you'll have no leaks. You know, one of Stone's oldest rules, go to bed with dogs, wake up with fleas. This is, seems to me precisely what has happened. Len Kolodny said it in an earlier segment. Who will be the John Dean of the Trump administration? Is it Reince Priebus? Perhaps we'll find out. But I see the rhinos, the Koch brothers, and other bad actors here in the establishment wing of the Republican Party trying to move this narrative against Jeff Sessions, against Steve Bannon, against Steve Miller, and against others like General Flynn, who are indeed, I think, the key players in the effort to restore this country to greatness, reverse the decline of America, and, above all, seal our borders.
Roger, you're correct. There are a number of rhinos that have been pushing the narrative alongside the Democrats that what Jeff Sessions did wrong collaborating in a very short meeting with Ambassador Kislyak. We have Jason Chaffetz, who said that he wanted Sessions to offer further clarity on his testimony. We had Majority Leader Kevin McCartney, who said that he, too, would like to see more clarity and that Sessions ought to recuse himself from any probes concerning the Russians. And then, of course, to no one's surprise, we have members of the deep state, John McLaughlin, who was the former acting head of the CIA, saying that Kislyak was, quote, an experienced information collector. insinuating that a meeting taking place between Jeff Sessions and him may have been an opportunity to spy.
Well, that's interesting. Jeff Sessions was, of course, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. A meeting between the senator and the Russian ambassador would not in any way be illegal or improper. The same case could be made in the Flynn matter. A phone call between General Flynn and the Russian ambassador would be well within General Flynn's job description. And in fact, the purpose of the call, as reported by the New York Times, was to arrange a telephone conversation between our president and the Russian president. Nothing inappropriate about that. So I am perplexed as to why General Flynn would mislead the vice president, if that has been reported accurately, and why Senator Sessions, who I think is a great man and a great attorney general, with the exception of his position on marijuana, because you can't be for states' rights in the states that have legalized medicinal marijuana, but not be for states' rights in the states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Doesn't work that way. But putting that issue aside, they want to remove Sessions because he is the strong right arm of Donald Trump. They want to remove Sessions because he has been the leader in the Congress to close our borders against terrorists and other criminals who would come here and don't mean us well, who mean us harm. I have said repeatedly that the real danger to this administration is not liberal Democrats. It's establishment Republicans. Better a snake in the grass than an asp in the bosom. Now, the other big brouhaha in Washington now appears to be Obamacare. So many in the establishment believed that the president would not follow through on his commitment to replace the Obama health care system with a better system that would cover more people at a lower cost based on free market principles. Yet, we have not yet seen the bill. Senator Rand Paul complaining that there's a game of keep away going on, that he can't seem to see the bill that is being considered. Now, I know your ear is very close to the ground. What's your assessment on Obamacare and where this is headed?
Well, there is a fissure right now that is created on Capitol Hill. We see the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party in the Senate, led by Cruz, Lee, and Rand. And then in the House, we had Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan caucus. Just today, Rand Paul has been somewhat of a de facto leader on trying to get a conservative solution to the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, has said that the conservative members of that coalition are inclined to decline wanting to go forward with this plan that has been shrouded in secrecy. As you had alluded to just a moment ago, Rand Paul went on a hunt of his own, tried to obtain the bill in room H157 of the Capitol building and was denied access to reading the bill. He even brought a photocopy machine along with him just in case he was able to get a glimpse of it. So what I see occurring right now is somewhat of a storm brewing between the rhinos, the conservative wing of the party, and where Donald Trump plays out in this is going to more or less define him early on as either the deal-making president, as he has been a proponent of for quite some time throughout his campaign and through his presidency, or is he going to be able to come together with both of these parties and offer what many say is Obama light, which I think the base would be quite upset about. This is where Donald Trump solidifies himself early on legislatively as a deal maker.
Yeah, I would bring your attention to a terrific article published in the New York Post last week by Charles Gasparino, one of their business reporters, where he speculates about the administration's intention to move forward on their tax reform proposal. I am one who believes that if the president can revitalize our economy, can begin to show an increase in job opportunities, and show a more vibrant economy, that it would not only buy him the revenues to solve a number of our other problems, but would expand his political coalition, would move him an additional 10 points to have a governing coalition that is both intact, intense, and vibrant. Yet I have very deep concerns. The president's chief economic advisor, Gary Cohn, is a liberal Democrat, a lifelong opponent of tax reduction, and he comes from Goldman Sachs. Now, I have put my faith in the president, and I don't deny that the folks from Goldman Sachs are enormously capable individuals, but I would like to know whether they intend to pursue the president's agenda, or are they going to pursue the agenda of the left wing of the Democratic Party and thus guarantee the continued decline of our economy and our nation? Tell me, Josh, what do you think?
Well, I think that the infrastructure bill is a very smart play by the president, not only because from a policy prescription standpoint, the country needs a infrastructure bill. Many of our roads and bridges are falling apart, but it offers an opportunity for President Trump to provide sweeteners to senators that might have issues with some provisions in either the Obamacare replacement and repeal act or in tax reform. So much like we saw in 2008 when Barack Obama and Harry Reid got together and offered the famous $100 million Cornhusker kickback to Senator Nielsen of Nebraska, we see here that the president has an opportunity to get tax reform and Obamacare repeal and replacement through using sweeteners embedded inside of this infrastructure bill. So I think it's possible. This is where the deal making is going to come into play. And I think in August is when we'll start to see real tax reform debates kicking off. And then in terms of Obamacare replacement and repeal, within Rand Paul had alluded to today that within the next 3 weeks, we're going to see the House begin to table a bill. And as he said today to the Washington Times, it's going to be up to the conservative wing of the Republican Party to either take it or leave it.
I think that's a good analysis. Look, Donald Trump may be the toughest negotiator I've ever met. It's easy to underestimate him. He has been underestimated from the beginning. In this sense, it reminds me a lot of Ronald Reagan, another president who was both very great and underestimated at every turn by his opponents throughout his political career. I agree with you that the infrastructure bill could be the greatest Christmas tree of all time in terms of providing opportunities to do some horse trading with key members of the House and the Senate to get them on board. I do have a concern that the infrastructure bill is going to incur debt beyond what is necessary, and I'm hopeful the administration will look at some more innovative and creative ways of financing a restructure and a revitalization of our bridges, our tunnels, our roads, our airports, and our public facilities. I do think through the use of insured bonds and other financial instruments, there could be a better way to do this. But it does fulfill one of the central tenets of Trumpism, which is it's time to reinvest in America. I also think this backs into the Russian question in an odd way. The president has a very difficult choice. He can incur debt in order to pay for more missiles and bombs and offensive weapons to use in a war in Syria, where, in all honesty, we have no friends. Assad is a dictator propped up by the Russians, contributing to Hamas and Hezbollah, funding them. And on the other side, you have ISIS propped up by the Saudis. So here's the conundrum for President Trump. Do we incur debt to restructure and revitalize our bridges, our tunnels, our highways, our schools, our hospitals, our airport facilities? Or do we borrow that money to pay for bombs to use in a expanded proxy war in Syria? seems to me like the president has made his choice. He has no illusions about Vladimir Putin. He knows he's KGB. He knows he's a bad guy. He knows theirs is a rotten totalitarian system. But if Richard Nixon can negotiate strategic arms limitation with Brezhnev, then surely Donald Trump can negotiate peace over the question of Syria in the Middle East with Vladimir Putin. So I say, give peace a chance. Maybe that should be our next T-shirt, Alex Jones. Give peace a chance. I put my faith in Donald Trump. He's the greatest negotiator, perhaps, who ever lived. I'm reminded of my friend Roy Cohn, who once said, when it comes to the negotiation table, Donald Trump pisses ice water. He is tough as nails. And that is the guy I want negotiating for the United States. Josh?
I agree with you 100%, Roger. And the issue at hand that you were talking about, the conundrum between the infrastructure plan and then building our military, is that going to negatively impact the deficit? Donald Trump has promised from the very get-go a balanced budget. If he's able to bring about...
I'm going to have to cut you off there because we're going to the break. Josh, with Vessel News, Josh Kaplan, one of the leading purveyors of the truth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stone, back with you on InfoWars, glad to be here helping my good friend Alex Jones, who is without any question one of the MVPs in the election of Donald Trump and the effort to make America great again. I ask you how you would feel if you knew that the government had been looking at your email, your text messages, and listening to every single one of your cell phone calls or your home phone calls over the last year. Would you feel violated? Would you feel that your privacy rights had been destroyed? Would you feel that your civil liberties had been trashed? Well, that's how I feel. And it is not an easy feeling, because although it's now clear that the federal intelligence agencies and the Justice Department have access to my grocery list and my back and forth emails with my wife, my members of my family, my business associates, my conversations with Alex Jones, my conversations with President Trump and President-elect Trump. But I'll tell you what the intelligence services do not have: any proof whatsoever that I had any contact with the Russian state, Russian intelligence, or any Russians, or anyone fronting for the Russians. There are no weasel words here. There are no attempts to deceive. This is a witch hunt. It is a lie, and it is beneath the dignity of the federal government, if they have any. I also want to tell you that if you want to stick your thumb in the eye of the political establishment, please go to the Infowars.com store now and get your copy of The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Now, Infowars is the only place you can go today to get a guaranteed book signed by yours truly. And yes, I am a New York Times bestselling author and most proud of it. Time is running out to put this list on the New York Times list. I point out to you that the books in positions 14 and 15 on the list have a lower Nielsen book scan rating than this book does, meaning that there's a high probability that the book has in fact qualified for the New York Times list, but perhaps has not been listed for political reasons. So go to the InfoWars store now and get your copy. It will be signed by yours truly, and I think you will enjoy it. And if you want the information to argue with your friends and associates and those who disagree about Russia, everything you need to know is in this book. Now, it's interesting to me that former CIA Director John Brennan, out in the media this week, saying he is not the leaker. Why would he feel pressured to do so? I say it's because Alex Jones and others have exposed him. Mr. Brennan, you are a convert to Islam. You are a former member of the U.S. Communist Party, and you are leaking like a sieve. I'd like to see you make your denials in front of a federal grand jury under oath. It's time to expose John Brennan for what he is, a fraud and a traitor to the United States. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars. It is an extraordinary fight that we're engaged in today. The intelligence services, the mainstream media, allies of those who are breaking the law in our intelligence services, are intent in undoing the Reagan, pardon me, the Trump revolution, to seek to remove the president.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.